This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. Most of the demonstrations calling for justice and an end to racist police violence in New Mexico over the last 2 weeks have been in Albuquerque. On Saturday morning, the more conservative western suburb of Rio Rancho held its own demonstration with about 100 people gathering on the steps of City Hall. Activist Arthur Bell spoke to the relatively small turnout compared with protests in Albuquerque.
Looking at these numbers, we have a lot of work to do in Rio Rancho, correct? So when we leave here, tell your friends, because each one teaches one.
Unlike Albuquerque, all members of Rio Rancho's governing body, including the mayor and six-seat city council, are Republican, and nearly all are white, though just under half of the city residents are, according to the U.S. Census. After Gary Tripp, former principal of Rio Rancho High School and candidate for state representative, encouraged greater representation of people of color in local government, one demonstrator who spoke pointed out the barriers racism creates to holding elected office.
How can we if you don't let us in? I'm not part of the club.
Rachel Madsen criticized the absence of the city's Republican leadership at the event.
Where is our mayor? Where are our city councilmen?
As she spoke, Rio Rancho police cruisers remained far back in the parking lot, about 150 yards. She noticed their absence, too.
Them sitting in their cars, they didn't get out once. Just one person just to say, we stand with you, and we would have said, we stand with you. Unity, that's what we need.
The event concluded with hopes for continued racial justice organizing in Rio Rancho.
We won't stop!
Organizer Efrain Kalindras says the goal is to educate Rio Rancho residents on how they can make a difference in their community. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.